to be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. I just realized the feelings and the boundaries you set for a loved one will eventually be your own lesson to learn. Let me read that one more time. I just realized the feelings and the boundaries you set forth for a loved one will eventually be your own lesson to learn. And the reason that I say that, I know that we, majority of the time in a relationship, we lose ourselves in that relationship. We try to be everything to someone else, and the things that we try to give them, they are not willing to take, they are not willing to see, they are not willing to hear, because all they know is where they are, and all they know is that that's where they want to be. Because soon, I think that for some people, when you show more, that person in their relationship is going to require more from you. So if that person see that you are the type of person that require more from them, they're going to always act like they don't know what you're talking about. Now, I do agree sometimes that maybe you don't know what a person is talking about, but I'm going to tell you this right here. You may not know the whole story, and this is what I say. You may not know the whole story, but you know something about that story. You may not know how that story started. You may not know how those two people got into it. But you best believe as soon as you had turned that corner, you saw something with two people or whoever was in each other's face. You saw that who was cussing out who. You don't know why they was cussing out, but you just know what you saw. And that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to know the whole story to tell your part of the truth. And I think that for each individual, when people show us who they truly are, as they say, then you have to sum up with what you want out of this relationship, and you also have to sum up with what they're only willing to give you. You have to take what you want and what they're only willing to give you. You have to sit there and you have to set forth for yourself, and you have to say, okay, so am I going to constantly just sit here and try to feed somebody that's not willing to eat, or somebody that just constantly greedy and just want to eat? Or am I going to take my time at this table eating this food as a lesson, not because the food is on the table, while I'm sitting here learning why the food is on the table, learn why I need to eat, learn why I need to sit here and take it all in, that I am sitting here, I am living for me. And that is a personal service announcement for me. I want everybody to know that just because you are in a relationship, and also, this is what I want to say. I realize that some of us, we get into these relationships too, and I was talking to my therapist about this today, and she was asking me, she was talking, and she said sometimes when people get in relationships, it's either potential, so that means like, say like you met somebody, and you know the potentials that they have, you know they're intelligent, you know they're going to be something someday, or you just trying to hold on to that person or whatever. You're holding on to that person because of how they made you feel. If nobody else made you feel good about yourself, you want to continue to hold on to that. But I want to ask you a question. How you know they want to continue to hold on to you? You out here got your hand all up on them, but they been took their hands off of you. See, we really got to pay attention to how people interact with us. Even when they're not talking, they're engaging. And we have to pay attention to people. And I'm here to tell you today, as of May the 19th, 2021, I am here, and I'm telling this, I'm going to do for me, and I'm going to change for me, because I am telling you, I refuse to be living a certain life at a certain age when people are not ready. I don't expect people to be where I'm at, because I am not where I'm at in life, but at the same time, I try, and at the same time, I'm trying to break generation curses. So I'm going to tell everybody, stop giving so much of yourself when you see that other people are not willing to give you what you need. And if they ain't willing, then we just have to accept that people are not strong. And we have to accept it to the fact that some people may be strong and still do not want to give you what you need. And we have to accept that. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, we're going to cry. Yes, we're going to be resentful. But I'm going to tell you, truth is where I am. Truth matters to me, and I hope that it matters to you. And even if it don't, maybe you're not where you need to be, but don't you beat yourself up, because you know why. You live and you learn. I hope everybody have a nice day. I hope that wherever you are safe. Always remember you are at peace and not in pieces. Always remember that you can change, but you make sure it's you that you're changing. Have a blessed day.